Ayrım 2.
Smeagol knows Hobbits has come well this way.
What in the plague did you bring us here for?
Master said so. Master says, bring us to the gate. So good Smeagol does so. Master said so. Wise master.
Yes, I did. I said so because I purpose to enter Mordor and I know no other way. Therefore, I shall go this way.
No, no, master.
I do not ask anyone to go with me.
No use this way, no use. Don't take the precious sim. He'll eat us all if he gets us it. Eat all the world. Don't let him have it. Go away. Go to nice places and give it back to little Smeagol. Yes, Smeagol will keep it safe and do lots of good, especially to nice hobbits. Hobbits, go home. Don't go to the gate.
I am commanded to go to the land of Mordor, and therefore I shall go.
Not this way, master.
If there is only one way, then I must take it.
There is another way. Master, yes, yes, indeed, there is, yes. Smeagol found it. Let Smeagol show you.
You have not spoken of this before.
Master did not ask. Master did not say what he meant to do. He says, Smeagol, take me to the gate and then goodbye. But now he says, I propose to enter Mordor this way. So Smeagol's very afraid. He does not want to lose nice master. And he promised. Master made him promise to say the precious. Master's going to take it to him. Straight to the Black Hand, if Master will go this way, so Smeagol thinks of another way. But there was, once upon a time. Nice, Master.
Smeagol, very good.
What's he up to?
This way.
Is it Slinker Smeagol or Spinker Gollum who's doing the talking? Or have they made a truce so they can keep their eye on the ring as long as possible? It's a good thing neither half of the old villain don't know what the Master intends to do. If he knew that Mr. Frodo was trying to put an end to his precious for good and all, I'd be troubled pretty quick, I bet. I hope the Master will think it out carefully. Well, he's as wise as any, but he's soft-hearted, that's what he is.
Smeagol. I will trust you once more. So far you have deserved well of me and have kept your promise truly. For twice now we have been in your power, and you have done no harm to us.
Go.
May the third time prove the best. But I warn you, Smeagol. You are in danger.
Yes, yes, Master. Dreadful danger.
I did not mean the danger we all share, Smeagol. I mean a danger to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You swore a promise by what you call the precious. It will hold you to it. But it will seek a way to twist you to your own undoing.
Mm-hmm.
Already you are being twisted.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you revealed yourself to me just now very foolishly.
What did nice Smeagol say?
Give it back to Smeagol, you said.
Oh.
Do not ever say that again. You will never get it back.
No, no, that's a nice
In
man.
The last
no.
need, Smeagol, I should put on the precious.
No.
And the precious mastered you long ago. Oh. If I, wearing it, were to command you, you would obey, even if it were to leap from a precipice or to cast yourself into the fire. And such would be my command.
Nice master. Smeagol will be good. Nice master. Be kind. Be kind. Don't frighten Smeagol. Go.
Well, come now. Or Smeagol, if you wish.
Mm.
Tell me of this other way.
There's an old road that winds this and climbs as its way up towards the tall shadows. This. When it turns round the black rock, you'll see it. Suddenly see it above you and you'll want to hide.
What will you say?
The old fortress? Very old. Very horrible. We used to hear tales from the south when Smeagol was young, long ago. We used to tell lots of tales in the evening, sitting by the banks of the great river in the willow lands. When the river was younger, too.
What about the road?
Tales. tales out of the south about the tall men with shining eyes. They built very tall towers, they says, and one they raised was silver white, and in it there was a stone like the moon. Yes. There were many tales about the tower of moon.
That would be Minas Ithil. That Isildur, the son of Elendil, built. Mm-hmm. It was Isildur who cut off the finger of the enemy.
Yes. He has only four fingers on the black hand, but oh, they are enough. Mm. And he hated Isildur's city. Oh,
what does he not hate? But what has the Tower of the Moon to do with us?
Mm-hmm. It's not nice now, Master, not beautiful. Minas Morgul, they calls it. Travelers shivers when they see it, but that is the only way. For the mountains are lower there.
Yeah, but how will that help us? Surely the enemy knows all about his own mountains. And that way will be guarded as close as this. The tower isn't empty, is it?
No, not empty. Very dreadful things live there. Hawks, yes, almost hawks, but worse things live there too. The silent watchers.
Huh. So that's your advice, is it? Mm-hmm. That we should go on another long march south to find ourselves in the same fit.
No, hobbits must try to understand. He doesn't expect attack that way. He has eyes all around, but it attends to some places more than others. He thinks no one can come to the Moon Tower without fighting big battles at the bridges as which he holds, or getting lots of boats which they cannot hide.
Well, you seem to know a lot about what he's doing and thinking. Yes. Have you been talking to him lately, or just hobnobbing with orcs?
Not nice habit, not sensible. Stupid habit. Smeagol has talked to orcs, yes. Before he met Master, and to many peoples. They all say that the big danger for the Black Hand is here, in the north.
But away.
Away down by the Tower of the Moon?
He's not afraid, Master.
Because there are the silent watchers.
Just so. And so we are to walk up and knock at their gate and ask if we're not on the right road for Mordor. Mm-hmm. We might as well do it here and save ourselves a long tramp.
Don't make jokes about it. It isn't funny, stupid hobbit.
Master mustn't go through that gate into the terrible city. That is where Smeagol helps.
Nice Smeagol. Then no one tells him. No one tells him what it's all about.
Smeagol helps again. He found it.
He knows.
What did you find?
A little path leading up to the mountains. And then a stair, very long and narrow. Then more stairs. And then a tunnel, a dark tunnel. And at last, a little cleft. And a path high above the main path that goes down, 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 down. To Gorgoroth.
It was that way that Smeagol got out of the darkness.
But it was years ago.
The path may have vanished now. Perhaps not.
Perhaps not.
I don't like the sound of it at all. If that path is still there, it'll be guarded too. Wasn't it guarded, gone?
Guarded?
Is it not guarded? And did you escape out of the darkness, or were you permitted to depart on an errand?
Mm-hmm.
That is what Aragorn thought when he found you by the dead marshes some years ago.
He's a lie! He lied at me! Yes, he did! I did escape, all by my poor soldiers, yes! Of course I was told to search for the precious, and I have searched, but not for the black one, no. The precious was ours! Oh, is it?
But is this secret way guarded? Is it guarded, Gollum?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, perhaps.
No safe places in this country. But Master
must try it.
Or go home.
No other way.
Then we must take it. What is its name?
But that name, Gollum would not or could not tell. It was Cirith Ungol, a name of dreadful rumor
Gandalf would have warned them, but Gandalf was far away. Pippin looked out from the shelter of Gandalf's cloak. Shadowfax was flying beneath the whirling stars, needing no urging and no guidance. To the right, Pippin could see vast shadows against the sky where the mountains of the south marched past.
How long have we been riding now, Gandalf?
2 nights since.
Since I looked into the Seeing Stone. Do you think he can see us, Gandalf? Do you think he is watching us?
We no longer have the stone, and in any case, the Palantir he cannot see in darkness.
Now there are others, besides the one I found, and the one he uses.
There were many once. They've long since been lost, or buried, or drowned deep. Minas Anor had its stone, and Amon Sul, and Minas Tirith.
Minas Tirith? That's where we're going.
Yes, Pippin, but the stone at Minas Tirith men have long forgotten. Who knows what became of it?
So, 4 of the company still remain. It is time to set out from Isengard.
Everywhere I hear tidings of war. The riders of Rohan must be summoned to the great muster of Edoras. I shall come there by way of Dunharrow, where my sister daughter Eowyn awaits me.
And then?
We shall ride to the aid of Minas Tirith.
I must go down also to Minas Tirith, but I do not see the road I should take.
No ways are safe since the coming of the Nazgul on their winged steeds. I will ride to Dunharrow by mountain roads, not by the plain.
And I and my companions will ride with you, at least until I see more clearly what I must do. An hour long prepared approaches. And so they rode forth, 24 horses, on their long journey towards Minas Tirith.
My lord king, there are horsemen behind us. They are overtaking us, riding hard.
Then we must turn and face them. Halt! Draw your swords! Halt! Halt! Who rides in Rohan?
Halbarad Dunedain, Ranger of the North I am. We seek one Aragorn, son of Arathorn, and we heard that he was in Rohan.
And you have found him also! Mary, take the reins of my horse.
I happen. Is it truly you, Aragorn? We have sought you long.
It is I. Of all joys, this is the least expected.
I have 30 men with me. That is all of our kindred that could be gathered in haste. We rode as swiftly as we might when your summons came.
But I did not summon you, save only in wish. But come, all such matters must wait. What is that you bear, kinsman, wrapped close and bound with so many thongs?
It is a gift that I bring you from Arwen of Rivendell. She wrought it in secret, and long was the making. But she also sends word to you. The days now are short. Either our hope cometh, or all hopes end. Therefore I send thee what I have made for thee. Farewell, Elfstone.
Now I know what you carry. Bear it still for me a while.
I bear you also a message from Elrond. He bade me tell you, and the days are short. If thou art in haste, remember the paths of the dead.
Always my days have seemed to me too short to achieve my desire, but great indeed will be my haste ere I take that road.
Aragorn, will your kinsman ride with us?
If you give us leave, my lord.
It is well. Let us ride to Helm's Deep, where we will take shelter for the night, and then on to Dunharrow.
The night was old and the east grey when they rode up at last from Deeping Coombe and came back to the Hornburg. Their rest was brief, and they had scarce time to close their weary eyes before the sun was high.
It is near the hour for setting out on our journey, my lord.
Is the company assembled?
All that can be spared. Only a small garrison will remain here at Helm's Deep. 500 men will ride with you to the weapon take at Edoras.
Then let us go. But where is Aragorn?
He is coming now.
He is grey and weary as if many years had fallen upon his head in a single night.
My lord, I must speak with you.
Speak on.
I am troubled in mind, lord. I have heard strange words and I see new perils far off. Tell me, Theoden, you ride now to Dunharrow. How long will it be ere you come there?
I shall ride by mountain paths since the Nazgul are abroad. Before the night of the third day, we should come to the hold.
And then you must ride to Edoras to the weapon take, and I see that it cannot be hastened. Then, by your leave, lord,
I must take new counsel for myself and my kindred. We must ride our own road and no longer in secret. For me, the time of stealth is past. I will ride east by the swiftest way, and I will take the paths of the dead.
The paths of the dead? Why do you speak of them? If there be in truth such paths, their gate is in Dunharrow, but no living man may pass it.
Alas, Aragorn, my friend. I had hoped that we should ride to war together. But if you seek the paths of the dead, then our parting is come. And it is little likely that we shall meet again under the sun.
That road I will take, nonetheless. But I say to you, Eonir, that in battle we may yet meet again, though all the hosts of Mordor should stand between.
But what about me?
Mary, forgive me, I had quite forgotten.
Exactly, you had forgotten. I know I have not been of much use yet, but I don't want to be laid aside like baggage to be called for when it is all over. What are you going to do with me?
I think, Mary, that your road lies with the king, if he will take you.
I would count it an honor. I promised you, Mary Arok, that you should sit by me in Meadows Eld and tell me tales of the Shire. But long will it be before we have time for tale-telling. Will you ride with me?
May I? Oh, that would be splendid. I'm afraid I am only in everyone's way, but I should like to do anything I could, you know.
Then you shall be my sword, Thane. Is there gear of war in this place, Eomer, that he could use?
Maybe a light helm might be found to fit him, but we have no mail or sword for one of his stature.
I have a sword. May I lay the sword of Meriadoc of the Shire on your lap, Theoden King? Receive my service, if you will.
Gladly will I take it. Rise now, Meriadoc, Esquire of Rohan of the household of Meadows Eld. Take your sword and bear it unto good fortune.
As a father you shall be to me.
For a little while. And now, Aragorn, it is time for us to part. You will do as you will, I know. It is your doom, maybe, to tread strange paths that others dare not. This parting grieves me, and my strength is lessened by it. But now I must take the mountain roads and delay no longer. Farewell.
Then let us ride.
What has happened? A shadow has fallen over.
A struggle somewhat grimmer than the battle of the Hornburg. I have looked in the stone of Orthanc.
You have looked in that accursed stone of wizardry? Did you say aught to him? Even Gandalf feared that encounter.
You forget to whom you speak. I am lawful master of the stone, and I had both the right and strength to use it. The right cannot be doubted. The strength was enough. Barely. Sauron. Sauron. Do you see me, Sauron? This is no wizard or halfling that you may bend to your will. Behold me, Sauron. I am Aragorn, son of Arathorn, the heir of Isildur, the heir of Elendil, Elessar that is to be, king of the lands you have sought to make your own. Behold my sword and Duril, the flame of the west, forged from the shards of Narsil, the sword of Elendil, the broken sword which cut from your finger the one ring, the ring of power.
And did he speak to you?
He said nothing, and yet the struggle was bitter. But he is not so mighty that he is above fear.
But he wields great dominion, nevertheless, and now he will strike more swiftly.
The hasty stroke often goes astray. We must press our enemy fast. I learned many things from the stone. A grave peril is approaching Gondor from the south that will draw off great strength from the defense of Minas Tirith. If it is not countered swiftly, the city will be lost in 10 days.
Then lost it must be, for what help is there to send thither, and how could it come in time?
I have no help to send, therefore I must go myself. But there is only one way through the mountains that will bring me to the coastlands before all is lost. That is the paths of the dead.
Can the living use such a road? and not perish?
In this dark hour, the heir of Isildur may use it if he dare.
But even if you pass that way, what will so few avail to counter the strokes of Mordor?
This is the message brought to me from Elrond. Bid Aragorn remember the words of the seer and the paths of the dead.
And what may be the words of the seer?
The tower trembles, to the tomb of kings doom approaches. The dead awaken, for the hour is come for the oath breakers. At the stone of Erech they shall stand again and hear a horn in the hills ringing.
But who were the oath breakers?
The men of Dunharrow, sworn to fight with Isildur against Sauron. When he summoned them, they would not fulfill their oaths, for the enemy had corrupted them. They fled before his wrath into the mountains and dwindled into the barren hills of Erech, there to remain forever in the grey twilight, the dead who cannot rest until the heir of Isildur calls them to fulfill their oath. I do not go gladly, and only of your free will would I have you come.
I will go with you, even on the paths of the dead, and to whatever end they may lead.
I also will come, for I do not fear the dead.
I hope that the forgotten people will not have forgotten how to fight.
That we shall know when we come to Erech.
And as they prepared to set out on their journey to the Haunted Mountain, Frodo slept beneath a thicket of bay leaves in the marches of that land that man once called Ithilien, and Sam kept watch over him.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Food for hungry hobbitses. Rabbitses. Nice. Rabbits.
Smeagol always helps.
Find something fit for hungry hobbitses, they say so. Smeagol helps. Oh, the master has gone to sleep. Perhaps
Sam wants to sleep.
Perhaps hobbitses don't want rabbitses now.
You'll soon find out whether we want them or not. Yeah, go and fill these pans with water. Bring them back.
Well, Smeagol will fetch water, yes, but what does the rabbit want all the water for? His junk is washed.
Never you mind. The sooner you fetch the water, the sooner you'll find out.
Smeagol always helps
nice hobbitses. Oh, Mr. Frodo. Too old and weary you're looking. And too thin and drawn. Not right for a hobbit.
I'm going to wake him up if I can get these conies cooked. Now let's get a fire going.
Right. No, 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 silly hobbits, they mustn't do it!
Mustn't do what?
Mustn't make nasty red tongues. It's dangerous, yes, it is dangerous. It burns, it kills, it will bring enemies. Yes, it will.
Well, I don't see why it should. And if you don't put wet stuff on it and make a smother. But if it does, it does. I'm going to risk it. Anyhow, I'm going to stew these conies.
Stew the rabbits, is? Spoil beautiful meat. Smeagol's safe for you, poor hungry Smeagol. A young, but tender. Then
now, now, each to his own fashion. You needn't watch me. Go and catch another and eat it as you fancy. Somewhere private and out of my sight. No. Ah, no. Go and get me some herbs. That's what a hobbit needs with a coney. A few bay leaves. Some thyme and sage, that'll do.
No. Smeagol is not pleased. And Smeagol doesn't like smelly leaves. He doesn't eat grasses and roots, as no, precious. Not till he's starving or very sick. Poor Smeagol.
Poor Smeagol will get into real hot water when the water boils if he don't do as he's asked. Sam will put his head in it. Yes, precious. And I'd make him look for turnips and carrots and taters, too. Oh, if it was the time of year, I'd give a lot for half a dozen taters.
Taters. Smeagol won't go. Oh, no, precious, not this time. He's frightened. He's very tired. What's taters, precious, eh? Huh? What's taters?
Potatoes. The gaffer's delight and rare good ballast for an empty belly. If you turn over a new leaf and keep it turned, I'll cook you some taters one of these days, I will.
Ooh.
Fried fish and chips served by S. Gamgee. Well, you couldn't say no to that?
Yes, yes, we could. Spoiling nice fish and scorching it. Give me fish now and keep nasty chips.
Oh, you're hopeless. Mm. I'll get some herbs myself, providing they're not out of sight of where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Go to sleep.
Mm.
Mm.
Oh, Sam.
Ooh.
Oh. Not resting. Is anything wrong?
No, nothing's wrong.
What is that smell?
I've got a bit of stew for you and some broth, Mr. Frodo.
Sam. Good. But you should have been resting, Sam. And lighting a fire was dangerous in these parts. But I do feel hungry. What have you stewed?
It's a present from Smeagol. Yeah, a brace of young conies. Though I fancy Gollum's regretting them now.
Where is he?
Well, I suppose he's gone off to find something for himself. He's not pleased with Sam. Oh, no, precious. He's not pleased at all. You drink your broth, Mr. Frodo. Forget about him.
Yes, Sam.
Well, Mr. Frodo, taters or no taters, that were a tasty pair of conies.
They were, Sam. Look, your fire's smoking.
Huh?
You better put it out.
Oh, why, so it is. How could I have been so stupid? I'll stamp it out.
What? What was that?
I hope it was only a bird. But it didn't sound quite like that. It was more like somebody mimicking a bird.
Yes.
If that fire has brought trouble, I'll never forgive...
Shh, Sam.
That's where the smoke came from, over there.
Voices.
We shall have it like a coney in a trap.
Quick, into the furnace.
Then we shall learn what kind of thing it is.
Too late. Draw your sword.
Not what we thought. But what have we found?